This portion of the show is brought to you by Just Wireless. Get your smartphone repaired, plus shop great refurbished phones at JustWirelessAZ.com. The Jeff Orbit Show starts now.
You're listening to the Jeff Orbit Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Orbit here. Happy to be here with you today for the weekly roundup where we typically look back on a very busy week, but I got so much for you today that's new, especially with the with Trump being indicted, former President Trump indicted late yesterday, right as they're coming on air. This happened in New York. District attorney went to the court right as it was getting ready to close up and filed this thing, which is kind of, well, kind of interesting, a couple points, because I was just saying the other day when Mark Howitt was here with me, guest co-hosting, how we jump from one media frenzy to the next media frenzy. Every week there's something new. Just a few weeks ago we had the imminent Trump indictment, and then that never really happened until yesterday. Then we had the banking crisis, which has now disappeared, and then the Trump indictment disappeared, of course. So that was totally off our radar, because we thought, hey, the district attorney said that the grand jury was taking April off, and I guess we forgot about the couple days in March. So they got this one in there without anybody really knowing and leaking it out that it was coming. Everyone was kind of caught off guard that this actually did happen yesterday, on Thursday, for those of you maybe listening to the podcast, late Thursday. I think it was 7 p.m. New York time. So President Trump indicted. I'll talk about that here and what it's all about in just a few minutes. And I also said this week that, hey, we moved from media frenzy to media frenzy, and I was asking people, let's place, in a joking way, let's place bets as to what next week's media frenzy will be. Well, I guess we got it, because I'll have to rest up this weekend, because to say that next week is going to be a turbulent week would be an understatement, with the anticipation that I guess they're working it out right now between the district attorney's office and President Trump and the Secret Service as to how he's going to surrender himself in New York on Tuesday and what that looks like. Do you handcuff him? Do you, you know, put him into the holding cell? I would assume they're going to arraign him and then probably release him, but who the heck knows with these people? So next week will be a turbulent, crazy week in America for sure, on a country that's already on edge, and a lot of people that feel hopeless out there. Especially when you look at, hey, they prosecute him over this issue, but they don't prosecute Hillary Clinton or a slew of others on a bunch of other issues. It seems like the fix is in on so many things. And then the average American, all of us, we're like, where do we stand? You know, what chance do we have if they're able to do this to anybody? So anyway, I want to get to the president and you know, to these high up people. Where do we stand is what I'm saying. Anyway, I want to get to all that. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. If you got a comment, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Mammoth Restoration. You know, it's been, what, the fifth snowiest winter on record here in Flagstaff. Tons of flooding and rain and everything that's gone on in the Verde Valley and so many other places. You don't want to ignore water damage. You want to get this taken care of quickly. Mammoth Restoration, they can come in, whether you're talking residential or commercial, they can do the drying. And it can do mold remediation. This water sets pretty quick and then forms mold forms. They can come in and take care of all that. They take care of fire damage as well. Trauma and biohazard. They will board things up. They'll do roof taping if you got roof leaks. Reconstruction services. Mammoth Restoration will clean it. They'll restore it. They'll get it right. Write down this number, because they offer 24/7, 365-day emergency services. You never know when you're going to need Mammoth Restoration. And they're a Northern Arizona company, by the way, but they're big enough to handle anything that Mother Nature throws at you, or even your municipality. I once had a sewer backup right into a rental property from the street, from the city side. Anyway, 24/7, 365-day emergency services at Mammoth Restorations. Mammoth Restoration, 877-714-0050. That's Mammoth Restoration at 877-714-0050. All right, let me walk through this, kind of the timeline of events here with the Trump indictment. Then we'll move on to some top news picks here, specifically most of them here in Arizona, which I know you're all very interested in. And then we'll probably get into some comments as well. I either have Angela or Olivia coming in for that. So hang tight for all of that. So yeah, October of 2016, supposedly $130,000 was paid out to porn star Stormy Daniels. She claims that she had an affair with Trump back 10 years prior. So we're looking at what, 2006. He denies it, as I said earlier. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, he allegedly paid her $130,000 out of his pocket to silence her and to silence the affair. That's what the prosecutor's saying. That's what Michael Cohen's saying. And we'll get to him here in just a second. Now, the issue at hand, really, and what the prosecutor's looking at, and I haven't seen a copy of all the indictments, the 30 or 34 indictments, whatever they're saying is out there. They're saying that it was deceiving how it was put on the books in the Trump organization. So the Trump organization paid the money out eventually to Michael Cohen. So the payment was labeled as legal expenses. So Michael Cohen pays Stormy Daniels, the porn star, $130,000 supposedly to silence up about the affair that allegedly they had, that he denies that she says that happened. It was labeled on the Trump organization books as legal expenses. So Cohen pays $130,000. He goes to Trump and says, hey, I want my money back. I paid this money out. I need this money. So Trump organization pays Michael Cohen back the money plus some. I don't have the total amount here, but it was more than $130,000 over a period of multiple months. So pays out that money. It's labeled in the Trump organization books as legal expenses. Trump claims it was mislabeled. Cohen and the prosecutors are claiming that it was a deliberate fraud here and that it should have been handled obviously different. Regardless, the way it was done is that's a misdemeanor. Everything I'm reading is that's a misdemeanor, how, you know, the book work, error or intentional. And it's sitting on very flimsy circumstantial evidence from somebody who has been convicted and served time in jail, Michael Cohen. So Michael Cohen, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison in 2018 for lying to Congress, for violating campaign finance law, among other things. So he served time in prison, and he's been talking ever since. Alvin Bragg, that's the New York District Attorney. He wants to try to stretch this misdemeanor to a felony by trying to tie it to campaign finance. So trying to say that this money was really had to do with the campaign, the Trump campaign in 2016, and turning that into a felony. I think that's going to be a big stretch here. Just talk about circumstantial and very flimsy right there. So this is all about a misdemeanor at this point. All this, you know, and the country's already torn up and divided like never before. All this to satisfy, and I love these people who come out, like former FBI Director Comey and other Trump haters that are, oh, this is nobody's above the law. Nobody's above the law. That's what they're all saying. Nobody's above the law. Well, I don't know about that. What about Hillary Clinton? What about the Biden family and all the money that's flowing into that group and Hunter Biden? I mean, we could go on and on. Nobody's above the law except for all those people. So tearing the country apart, all to really satisfy revenge against Trump because they hate this guy so much. And they've tried to get him for so long that maybe they'll get him on this trip up on what's a misdemeanor. I don't know. And then you got this Bragg guy, and this is kind of, I find this comical because when you, and I use Google, I use DuckDuckGo, I use all different kinds of search engines to try to find different sources and try to parse through all the information out there every day. And it's a challenge because what I've learned is a lot of news, quote unquote, news organizations, which is a stretch by any means there, they tend to parrot the same bad information a lot of times. So the claim that Bragg is a Soros, George Soros-backed district attorney, yeah, there's ties there. But what the fact checkers put out there when you Google this stuff is, oh, it's really thin. It's a really thin connection here. He never really got money directly from George Soros. Okay. Yeah, that's I guess true technically. Where Bragg got his money from was a leftist group called Color of Change. He got about five, not directly. It's an independent expenditure group, which did, they had originally promised $1 million, I think, in direct mailing and support for Alvin Bragg for his campaign to be New York's district, Manhattan's district attorney. This group, Color of Change, wound up spending something like $500,000+ in 2020 to support Bragg. This group has received millions from leftist George Soros, who, you know, George Soros, you know his intentions. This is not a good guy. This is not some guy who just like believes in some Democrat causes. This is a guy that overthrows countries, destroys currencies like he did in Britain way back in the day. You can name it. You all know about George Soros. So for these groups to actually sit there and say, yeah, there's kind of a connection, but not really, because he gave the money to an independent expenditure group. Give me a break. So I know a lot of you feel hopeless out there. I after the show yesterday, I was like, man, these people are just trying to rip apart this country day by day. They hate us. They do. The left absolutely hates conservatives, right leaning people. They do this under the shield of diversity and all this crap, which is, they are such liars because they just like us gone at this point, I think. You know, they don't want to compromise with us. You know, here we are. We're like, okay, I don't want to, let me switch to some other issues. I don't want abortion. I'm glad we live in Arizona. I wish we had even a stricter limit on abortion here than we do. But the abortion issue is big for these folks. They can't just be satisfied with, you can go to California and get an abortion and it's a state's rights issue. Nope, that's not good enough. They can't just be satisfied with LGBT rights that most people are like, you know what? Most conservatives, most libertarians are like, hey, you do what you want as an adult in your private life. That's fine. But can you not push this crap on my kids? Can we not do this in the public library? Can we not market this stuff like they're doing in Cottonwood for this next week? They have this, is it next week? I think they have this drag show coming up that's in a public city facility that is being marketed to kids. I mean, can we just agree not to do that? You do your stuff that you want as an adult, 18 and over. But I mean, I could go on and on. We on the right constantly have compromised with these folks on the left. They don't want to compromise at all, ever. And I'm done compromising with these people. So don't feel hopeless. Just keep speaking up. Keep speaking up, and we'll see what happens next week. It'll be really interesting to watch Tuesday. I'll eat my Wheaties and try to be on my top game for that one. I'd love your thoughts. Talk with, it's so frustrating, and I feel your frustration too, because I'm there with you. The double standard that exists in America. And the elite leftists that do whatever the hell they want. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I'd love to get to some of my top news picks when we come back. I want to hit on some of that, some of the big issues that have happened here in Arizona mostly, but I've got some other ones from around the country as well. Plus this survey that I talked about earlier in the week, America pulls back from values that wants to find it. That's part of the problem as well. A Wall Street Journal survey on patriotism, religion, hard work, values that especially those under 30 hold in this country that used to be the strongest values, hard work ethic, things like that, that built this country are now eroding. And we've known this, we don't even need a survey to know this. The values that especially young people hold are so different from even just 5, 10, 15 years ago. Hang tight, back in a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup.
Mammoth Restoration offers 24/7, 365-day emergency services at 877-714-0050. With the crazy winter that we've had and now weather conditions continuing to be crazy into the spring, a lot of people have had leaks in their homes. Whether you have residential or commercial drying needs, this is where you want to get in there real quick and dry it out before you have a bunch of mold issues. Mammoth Restoration can handle it for you. Any size project, they'll work with your insurance company. They are the content specialists. They can pack it all out. They can do roof taping, reconstruction services. Mammoth Restoration is a Northern Arizona company, but they are a big company that can handle anything that you throw at them. If you have a mammoth-sized disaster, they have a mammoth-sized solution. Give them a call or at least save this number in case a disaster strikes. Mammoth Restoration at 877-714-0050.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup.
It's a different country, and so many times I feel like I'm a rounding error. I think you feel that way as well, but maybe it's just too many of us have been silent for far too long. There was a Wall Street Journal survey that came out. I talked about it a bit earlier in the week. America, here's the title, America Pulls Back from Values That Once Defined It. Wall Street Journal NORC poll finds patriotism, religion, and hard work hold less importance. That's pretty obvious, right? You're lucky if you can get service at a lot of places nowadays. You're lucky if you can get employees to show up, if people even are employed at this point. So many people aren't. When it comes to patriotism and religion, only 38% of poll respondents said patriotism was very important to them, down sharply from prior years. 39% say religion is the top priority. 1990, when Wall Street Journal first did this survey, it was 70% found patriotism was very important. Think about that. So 1990, 70%. 2003, 38%. 62% found religion as a top priority back in 1990. We're not talking about 1890 here. We're talking 1990 compared to 39% now, today. Then when it comes to having kids, in 1990, 59% of Americans found, across all age groups, found that having kids was a top priority. Now it's 30%. And check this out. For those under the age of 30, man, can you imagine as these kids start getting power, the under 30 group right now? You think you had a philosophical difference and different point of view than the millennials? Wait till the Gen Zers start taking over. 23% of those under the age of 30 have found that having children are a priority, which I guess if you look at it in the long run, if demographically speaking and philosophically speaking, when you talk about your politics and the way you look at it, they ain't having kids. And a lot of us have had multiple kids that believe in more conservative values. So I don't know. I don't have data to back that up. It's just other than this, you know, 20 under 30, only 23% are having kids. I know that my generation, you know, people, you wanted to have kids. Patriotism. In 1990, 70% of Americans found that patriotism was a top priority. Now it's down to 38%. And then again, this number shadows the having children one. For those under 30, only 23% of those under 30 found that patriotism is a priority. That's it. And then when it comes to money, this one's shifted. So money in 1990, the top priority was, that was for like 31% of the population. So that wasn't the main reason people were out there and the main push in life. For me, it's always been a means to an end to have a family and to be able to provide for my family and to be able to live a good life with my family. It was never about, oh, let me see how many stacks of cash we can pile in the corner just because. It is always a means to an end. It seems like that's shifted now because when it comes to money, that's now 43% of Americans find that as a priority versus, like I said, 31% back in the day. So, and if you break it down by party, it shows the divide in this country so much. Patriotism, 23% of Democrats find that as a priority versus 59% of Republicans. Religion, 27% of Democrats versus 53% of Republicans. Having children, 26% Democrats find that a priority versus 38% Republicans. Community involvement flips a little bit towards Democrats, 32%, only 25% of Republicans. And then money is 45-45, whether you're Democrat or Republican. Independence, I guess, a little less. So there you go. Changing values in America, and it's evident every day we're out there. And I'd love your thoughts on this. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hey, do me a favor. Go to talkwithjeff.com. Click on Actually, you just click on the main screen there. As you scroll down, you'll see episode 5 of Orbit's Overload. If you would like to get to back to some family values, I think me and my family try to do the best job of bringing a pretty fun, wholesome, family-centered, short show, video, in which we talk about things going on in our lives. Like this week, it was tractors and chickens, and, you know, we just have a really good time. We overlay a lot of fun family videos and photos and things like that, throw in a little music and a little bit of laughter. I hope you'll check it out. A couple ways you can watch it: go to talkwithjeff.com and just scroll right down. It's just maybe midway down the page, you'll see the video. You can play it right there, Orbit's Overload episode 5. I'd hope you'd subscribe to my YouTube channel. On YouTube, look up Orbit's, O-R-A-V-I-T-S. That's O-R-A-V as in Victor, I-T-S. Look up Orbit's, then subscribe. And a comment would be great there too. I would appreciate it. And everybody listening back to the podcast, if you can comment on the podcast once in a while, give it a good rating, share it with a friend and try to grow that audience, I'd really appreciate it. But yeah, go check that out. Orbit's Overload episode 5. I think you'll have a good time watching that. Hey, if you get a chip in your windshield, remember to always call Diamond Auto Glass first. Don't call your insurance company, because what happens is they utilize one of the national chain companies, the glass companies, to answer their phone. So where do you think you're going to wind up? No, call Diamond Auto Glass first. That's what me and my family have done for a long time. 928-779-4140. That's Diamond Auto Glass at 928-779-4140. Take care of that chip in your windshield quick before it spreads and causes a huge problem. And then you got to get your whole windshield replaced. I've had to do that before. Now, you can just go on by. If you've had glass coverage or glass replacement with Diamond Auto Glass in the past, you don't even need an appointment. Takes 10 to 15 minutes. You stop on by and they'll fix that. It's included. It's free. So go on and stop on by Diamond Auto Glass on 4th Street, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Angela's with me. I did not give out the email. I'd love to hear from you. Comments anytime. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Got some comments we'll get to here. I think when we come back and after this, after we talk about the what's this party called? No. It's going to come to me here in a second. They have a big chance of winning a lot of seats since I can't even remember. The No Labels Party.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you hear about this? This is a few weeks ago. So the No Labels Party, the Secretary of State of Arizona affirmed that they got enough signatures or confirmed or whatever to become a political party in Arizona.
And it's called the No Labels?
No Labels Party. This is a national party. They are billing themselves as like a bunch of independents. Because, you know, in Arizona, you've got the Republicans are still have the most number of registered voters. Then it's close, and these are all close. It's basically a third Republican, third independent, third Democrat, roughly, with the Republicans having, you know, somewhat of an edge. But independents make up a huge percentage of the electorate in Arizona. But it's not a party. It's just, it could be the most flaming left person in the world.
Right.
Or it could be somebody who's like, the Republican Party is nowhere near conservative enough, you know, or in all points in between. But the No Labels Party is billing themselves as like the central party, centrist party.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true or not. Anytime I hear somebody that says that, I think.
I've never heard of it. So.
Yeah. Centrist to me just is squishy middle stuff.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are out there, like a third of the population. But for me, like the Republican Party is not conservative enough. Or their values that they put on the poster is what I agree with.
Right.
But I don't see those
they
values.
Don't those,
yeah, they don't follow those values. Mean, so.
Yeah, like. Yeah, they don't.
The slimy political parties, that's what it's really become.
Yeah.
I'm still registered Republican. I know you switched out from Republican
back
to independent.
I know. Well, I always was independent since I registered when I was 18. And then I switched over, I think, in 2012 because I wanted to vote in the Republican primary, because at that time the independents were not allowed to vote in the presidential primaries. And now we can, but at the time we couldn't. So I wanted to vote in the primary in February, and then the funny story is that I never did.
You never made it?
No, that was when the the primary election was on February 28th, and Owen was born February 27th.
Kids.
And so I never made it to the polling place.
So you changed
the
Republican
and so
Owen
I changed just
it.
For that. And anyway, long yeah. story short, never voted in that one anyway, and then I switched back. So.
Well, Arizona is unique. If you just arrived from California, well, two things. First of all, three things. Don't bring California over here. Number two, get your license plate changed as quick as possible, because every time I see a plate, I'm like, oh,
yeah, turn around.
But, and the third thing is, if you are an independent, you can actually pull a ballot from either of the parties mm-hmm. or this, no labels party if it makes it, actually makes it onto the ballot coming up.
Okay. Now, so you said they're getting sued.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the Democrats.
And why
party
are they suing them?
Is suing, well, my analysis on this as to why they're suing it is because they sense a close election is coming up again mm-hmm. in 2024, and they're looking at Senator Kyrsten Sinema, and I've got news today on Senator Sinema as well, and an EPA protection bill.
Okay, but what's the basis of their
lawsuit?
Well,
the lawsuit? Base, okay, I'm getting there. I'm doing a meandering.
Well, I need information.
Yeah,
I'm getting there.
I'm getting there. She's speeding me along here. Why don't you read it, and I'll eat the rest of my 100-calorie cookies here. They're saying that when they submitted their signatures, the petitions to the state, they claim that the affidavits, however you pronounce that, were signed before the minimum number of petitions were gathered. So a technicality. Yeah, a technicality. And I didn't read the, I don't think they've filed this is a pending, everybody suspects this is coming, but basically a technicality of they signed these all before they actually went and got the signatures. So pretty lame, and we'll see what
it'll
judge.
It'll probably hold up though, because
it might.
Rules are the rules.
The rules are the rules, yeah. And, you know, but this is the real reason why they're doing it, because why would they care? If they thought that the no labels candidate was going to benefit and pull votes away from the Republicans, then the Republicans would be suing
but
the
really,
no labels.
If you're trying to start up a new political party and you're not smart enough to play by the exact rules, then
allegedly.
I mean, geez.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Who's in charge of this thing?
Not a good start here. Now they have no chance of gaining. They never do. I wish we had like 10 political parties, mm-hmm. you know, and then they had to kind of bind together. And I wish we had a conservative constitutional party or something like that. I'd flip to that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And because the Republican Party, like I said, looks good on the wall, the poster's good, but they're not actually following through. So we'll see what happens here. They're concerned about the 2024 election with Senator Sinema. Mm-hmm. You got Ruben Gallego, who's a Democrat there, who's vying, and others, and then the Republicans are lining up for this seat as well.
Yeah.
And they think it's going to be really close, so anything could factor in. And this has come in before at the Libertarian Party, which is still – is the Libertarian still on the ballot? They're still on the ballot, Libertarian. No labels party, Democrat, Republican. I think the Green Party got ousted.
Oh.
I don't think they're on.
Okay. I don't think I've seen anyone from them in a while anymore.
No, they're gone. All right. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@iCloud.com. Don't forget to get some great food up at my good friends at Sportsman's Bar and Grill.
My mom was just telling me my uncle was there the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Steve, if you're listening.
If you're listening, did you get the Philly? What did Steve get?
I don't know. Yeah.
Everybody email, what did Steve eat? Sportsman's Bar and Grill. They've got great daily specials. Plus, they got $3 hard seltzers, Mexican beers on special all the time. They got happy hour all the time. What they really like to do at Sportsman's Bar and Grill is always have something on the $4 menu. So you can go in there if you only have $4.
Reasonable.
Yeah. And then maybe add $3 for, put it this way. You can go in, dogs with us today. You can go in and get a $3 Mexican canned beer. You get a $4, something from their $4 menu. You get out of there for under $10 while watching some games.
Yeah.
17 TVs for all your sports action. Voted best sports bar in Flagstaff many years in a row. A lot of you might want to go up there because, is it spring training or opening season? What is it?
It's opening day for baseball.
Opening day going on right now. And so it's pretty nice. Yeah. Pretty nice down in the valley, and lots of folks.
I'm sure there's a lot of games going on though.
Yeah. Angela's side of it, you got lots of baseball.
Yeah, a lot of baseball going on.
We spend a lot of time. Actually, her uncle is still is an announcer.
Yeah, he does the broadcasting for the Rockies. But he's in Phoenix, I think now. With the spring training and he does all that stuff, analyzes stuff, and
check out Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Hang tight, back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Angela's here with me. We love your comments. We're going to get to some of those here soon. Talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Talkwithjeff@icloud.com. I want to hit on a couple more of my top news picks. I got them up at talkwithjeff.com. I want to remind you that we have the giveaway up there too. We've gotten a lot of entries, and you can enter multiple times. So throughout the month. So if you've already entered, you can do it once again.
Yeah, once per week, I think, is the
once per rule. Week is the rule yeah. we came up with because we're like the government. You got to come up with a rule. And Gettles High Desert Mechanical has a $50 cash debit card up there.
Think about swiping one of those. Just kidding.
Gettles, if you're listening, she's I'm just, not. I have these tightly controlled under lock and key. But no, we'd love to get you a Gettles $50
yeah,
gift
50
card.
Bucks.
You can use that for, it's not just for like Gettles to get a heater. It's actually like a cash debit card. You can use that thing anywhere. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, you can get your HVAC unit repaired and you might want to get your air conditioning unit serviced here pretty soon because before you know it,
I know
it's going to happen. The switch.
One day, it's like, yeah, it's going to just change.
Summer's here. It's good. So get it because everybody else is going to be calling the same day.
Yeah,
you know, and you do the math. There's only so many people out there. So call Gettles High Desert Mechanical 928-567-2200. That's 928-567-2200. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Let's do a comment, and then I'll go back to my top news picks.
Okay, so Sheila Stubler, she's the manager of Fort Verde State Park.
Oh yeah.
She sent pictures of the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall and said, "We appreciate your help in getting the word out to the public." Attached are a few photos from the past 2 days.
Yeah, so they have the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall is now, right as we speak, at Fort Verde State Park.
Yeah.
It's right in that field between like City Hall and Fort Verde
right
State
there.
Park.
Right there, yeah, there's, yeah, that's area right
so
there.
So that started March 29th. It's going through April 2nd, which is Sunday. Sunday, April Fool's Day,
yes.
April 1st is Monday. That's also
Saturday.
That's also the Trans Day of Vengeance, which we'll get to here in just a little
bit. So is the traveling wall like basically the same, like just a reproduction of the wall in DC?
Yeah, you have some pictures there and we should get some of those pictures online.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get back down there to go and I haven't personally seen it yet because I came back up from Camp Verde the day before that they started it, but I think it's pretty much a replica of what they got.
I haven't seen it.
Smaller wall. I mean, because you've been to the
DC one.
DC Memorial, and those are thick. Well, that must be granite.
Yeah.
Thick slabs, and it's just, this is obviously a more portable version. But it's down there right now, and you can go see it. It's free. I hope everybody go help honor, all the veterans. This is the 50th anniversary of the removal of all, combat forces in Vietnam 50 years ago. And you also get, you get free entry into Fort Verde State Park.
Yeah.
Which is well worth it. We've gone there.
I think the wall is available 24.
Yeah, it's lit up and there's guards.
Right.
They actually have someone there observing it all the time. And it's lit up the whole time. So you can go any time and check that out. And thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we'll get back down there and check out Fort Verde State Park once again. So I had said this a long time ago, do not go to Russia. This is like insanity. This is beyond common sense at this point.
Yeah, it's like going to like Iran during the hostage crisis.
I don't know. Is airfare maybe cheap or something? And people are going. No, this was actually a reporter. So Evan, how do you pronounce? Let me put this on the screen here.
Gershkovich.
Anyway, Evan Gershkovich, who's 31 years old. He's a reporter with the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested by the FSB, which is the KGB, basically. They rebranded after the Soviet Union collapsed. And, mm-hmm. and I don't want to ruin my chances if I ever go to Russia again, but they're not a fun organization.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to get tangled up.
Think KGB with new letters, FSB. So for allegedly he was trying to, they say, obtain classified documents. So what I was reading is they ripped him out of a restaurant. I couldn't pronounce the name of the town or city. It wasn't in Moscow. It was some other area. Mm-hmm. And they're claiming he tried to get classified documents. I don't know. Maybe at the restaurant, maybe the waiter had them, you know.
You
never know what they could, trump up in this place. That's why I would never want to go because what are you going to do? They're going to bring you out in a cage. And that's what they do in some kangaroo court. And you're going to be found.
You'll instantly
be found
guilty.
You will be found guilty. And we talked about swift justice yesterday in the U.S. I want swift justice. What
but
I was
after
talking,
a fair trial.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't get some email. Yeah, after a quick fair trial. I'm surprised I didn't get some emails on that one yesterday because me and Mark were talking about punishment. You listened to the podcast. And it's like when somebody is seen on video and then if they're taken alive like this sicko in Tennessee for killing kids, it's like how long should that trial be?
Yeah.
A day?
Yeah, I know.
And then how hard of a decision can it be? The gallows or the buckets with rocks go out the next day and you know, okay, you get a quick 30-second appeal and then you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard is that one should be the super extreme obvious cases. Whereas you go to Russia and they just like they have cases that quick or trials that quick,
right?
But it's all trumped up. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know this guy at all. So anything's possible, I guess.
You do not want to be in jail in Russia.
No, you don't not want to go to Russia and be and you don't even want to be passing through there because you could get swept up in an airport or something if you have a layover. So anyway, you know, others have been detained in Russia, including. Recently, you had the highest profile one, although there are many others who I wish would have gotten out with this really lopsided trade that President Biden did. You have WNBA Brittany Griner, who was arrested there for allegedly drug charges or something like that.
Bag.
But what that eventually led to is they traded her for the Merchant of Death. Now, when you have a title like Merchant of Death, you know, is that a good trade?
Yeah.
WNBA person that nobody knew her name until this really all happened, quite frankly, versus Victor Bout, the Merchant of Death, who's trafficked arms all around the world. And as he fueled conflicts throughout the 90s and early 2000s for all sides, countless deaths in Africa, for example.
Yeah.
And I was worried about this trade when it happened because my take on it is once you negotiate and do something like this, and once the Russians learn that you are a pushover, because that's what that trade was, Griner for Merchant of Death, pushover, then it leads to more. I don't know if that's the case here, but is that what they're fishing for? Is, hey, sweep people up, and then we can trade them.
Yeah, who else do we have that they would want back?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but...
I'm sure we got people in jail that they would love back.
Yeah.
Or some of those people that have had their assets seized. You know, the billionaire oligarchs in Russia, you know, maybe they want their yacht back, their multi, you know, their $1 billion yacht or their $700 million yacht. So anyway, that's, don't go to Russia. That's my advice there. If you're, a little confused about what's going on in the banking sector right now, you're a little confused about your portfolio, I would highly recommend calling Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management. Go over your portfolio and, quite frankly, just get a second set of eyes right now. It's some confusing times that we're dealing with. Glenn can look at your situation, look at your risk tolerance, your time horizons, your goals, and create a balanced portfolio targeting suitable risk-adjusted returns. Call Glenn Least right now at WT Wealth Management for a free complimentary consultation at 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
I want to take a minute here to tell you about a company that's been with us now. This is the third year on the show, and I really appreciate them supporting us, and I hope you'll support them as well. And that's Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona. So many of my neighbors have put this system in because this is the number one gutter protection system out there by far. It's not just a leaf filter, though, or a screen that's going to pile up all the pine needles and all the debris and clog your gutters up anyway. No, this is a multi-patented reverse curve that deflects the pine needles and the debris. Now, in Arizona, Gutter Helmet has over 50,000 feet installed of the system and over 80 million feet installed throughout the nation. Over 40 years of experience, Gutter Helmet offers the best manufacturer's lifetime transferable warranty on performance and materials. You don't want to clean those gutters again. Hey, you don't want to go up on that roof. Then you need to call or text Carl the Gutter Helmet Man right now at 928-318-6555. Never clean your gutters again. If you call or text right now and you mention a Jeff Horovitz show, please do that because you can save up to another 30%. Call or text Carl the Gutter Helmet Man right now at 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555 or go to gutterhelmetsnaz.com. This segment of the show is brought to you by Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona. Get more information at gutterhelmetsnaz.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. I'd love you to check out Orbitz Overload as well up at talkwithjeff.com or look up Orbitz, O-R-A-V-I-T-S on YouTube. Please subscribe to that. Appreciate everybody who's done that. Let's see. Reminder once again about the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall that is in Camp Verde, right there at Fort Verde State Park, right there behind City Hall. It is free to go. It's also free at Fort Verde State Park. You should check out that. It's a great old fort, old buildings there. We had the manager of the organization on last week, and it's a cool place to go check out and check out our history and then imagine what the country was like back in, what, the mid to late 1800s. Wow, how much it's changed, right? So go check that out. That's a good thing to do this weekend. Looks like it's going to be pretty nice. Maybe we'll get over winter at some point here. It's just it's holding on for the last breath for sure. But down there in Camp Verde, go check that out through the weekend, and I hope you'll do that. Let's see. Couple other news items here. Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed Senate Bill 1024. This prohibits putting tents and tarps in public spaces. What the legislature was trying to do is break up some of these tent cities that have come on board all over Arizona, specifically in Phoenix, in that area. It's called the zone, actually. It's the zone between the capital and then downtown Phoenix, and then you've got that area in between there that's a little sketchy in some places. The place that's developed is called the Zone, where people have erected basically a tent city, homeless, and there's open drug use. There's people who are saying that they've been sexually assaulted multiple times there. It is really bad. But Governor Hobbs continues on her veto tirade and continues to veto things. Like this, earlier this week, she vetoed the grocery tax ban. So there's a tax on groceries that cities and municipalities can do in Arizona. Arizona has 91 towns and cities, and about two-thirds of those towns and cities actually put a tax on groceries. I know you down in Cottonwood have that. I think it's the most regressive tax that's out there. She vetoed that after the Arizona League of Cities, in my opinion, a far-left progressive organization that just represents the politicians and the bureaucrats from your city. Your city belongs to that, by the way. Last I checked, every town and city in Arizona belongs to that, and they all go hang out down there once a year at the APS-funded event to try to schmooze people to toe the line of what the Arizona League of Cities wants these towns to do, these politicians to do. Ask your politician about, hey, their membership into the Arizona League of Cities that pushed to make sure that $200 million a year is taken out of your pockets for this grocery tax. They also pushed against the ban on rental taxes that Hobbs vetoed here just a few weeks ago. Again, about $200 million a year that's taken out of your pockets and put into the municipalities. All these budgets are so bloated, and they just keep shoveling more money into it. Anyway, love your thoughts on all that. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. If you're checking out next week, we'll obviously be watching the Trump indictment, and looks like Tuesday he's supposed to surrender himself in New York. We shall see how this all develops. We'll be on it as best as we can, short of sending someone to Manhattan. That'll be fun. Hopefully the country holds together here. But if you're checking out, have a great weekend. Keep up with me by going to talkwithjeff.com. Please subscribe to the podcast and also to the YouTube channel as well. This segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Auto Glass. The difference is clear.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back as we continue with my weekly roundup, and we will continue to watch what's going on with the indictment of former President Trump. That'll be a big part of next week, I'm sure. I said earlier in the week that I don't follow trials much. You know, I didn't get all excited about that Gwyneth Paltrow trial. I didn't even know what was going on. I guess she was found innocent or whatever of the charges of hit and run skiing or something like that. And I never followed things like that. And I said, oh, I didn't follow much of the trial before that with the lawyer and the kids and the murders and all that. However, I have to change my tune because I will be following this Trump trial. This matters a bit more than some of these other more, in my opinion, trivial ones. So we'll keep an eye on that and Tuesday, see what happens as far as, Does he go up to New York, turn himself over? What do they do with the Secret Service? It's crazy times indeed. I have a lot of top news picks as well from this past week up at talkwithjeff.com. Check that out and get caught up on a lot of those issues. I'll try to do that at the end of the show, as many as we can possibly get through. So much has happened this past week. But I wanted to switch gears here and talk about an event that I have been mentioning quite a bit here this past week because it's going on through the weekend. And I caught up earlier in the week with Jerry Geronimo Martin, and he served in Vietnam, and now you've got the Vietnam Memorial Traveling Wall down in Camp Verde all weekend long. I encourage you to go check that out. It's free, and it's open at the Fort Verde State Park. You can get into Fort Verde State Park free of charge as well, which is a great, cool, historic thing to see down there right here in our backyard in northern Arizona. So I'll get to that interview here in just a second, because Jerry shares his life story, which I think is was an awesome story, and I think you're going to find it fascinating, so stick around. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home right now in the Flagstaff area, if I were selling my home right now, I would definitely call Kelly Broaddus of the Broaddus Property Group. Now, your home's likely your largest asset. You don't want to trust just any agent. You want to trust somebody who, during the last real estate boom, all these agents, they pop up and, you know, they sell one house a year or something. And, you know, they just, that's not where you want to go if you want to get top dollar for your home. Kelly Broaddus has a full team of dedicated professionals that can walk you through every step of the way from listing to close with complete transparency. And this, if you don't do this often, how many people sell houses often, you know, out there? You need somebody who will walk you through this whole process. Call the only agent that I'd call if I needed to sell a home in Flagstaff or the surrounding areas right now. Kelly Broaddus at 888-446-5602. That's 888-446-5602. You can also get your home's valuation, by the way, in just a minute or so. You don't have to talk to an agent or anything. You just go to NorthernArizonaLuxuryHomes.com, and in the menu, just click on home valuation. That's NorthernArizonaLuxuryHomes.com. All right, caught up with Jerry Geronimo Martin here just the other day, and let's get into the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall and also his story as well. Jerry, welcome to the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Man, beautiful day. We're both in Camp Verde today. I guess we could have met up in person and done this, but I never know where I'm going to be. So, it's good to talk with you. It's a good week for the Vietnam Memorial Traveling Wall, which is coming to Camp Verde. And obviously you've had a big part in this. And I had on Sheila Stubler from the Fort Verde. She's a manager at Fort Verde State Park, which is a really cool place. I encourage everybody to get out there and support our veterans. This is like you said, March 29th through April 2nd. And you served in Vietnam. So what was it, 64 to 69?
Well, that is correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service. And I can't believe 50 years since all ground forces were removed. Correct?
Well, completely. Yes. It's been that long. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a half a century, and I was there, and I remember it. And I was but a kid, but I'm not a kid anymore. Okay.
kid at heart, right? Kid at heart. Have you gone?
You're in that age, yeah.
Have you? Did you ever get the opportunity to go back to Vietnam? I know a lot of folks have traveled.
No, I haven't. I've had no desire to go back there. Yeah. In fact, I just kind of everything bad that I had left there was an afterthought.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah. So you were there 64 to 69.
That is great.
You have a really interesting life story. I was reading your bio, and I kind of wanted to start off with that, Jerry, because you met Jerry Geronimo Martin. You have lineage right back to Geronimo. Talk about that.
Okay, Geronimo, everyone calls him Geronimo. Actually, it's not pronounced Geronimo. It's a Spaniard name. You actually pronounce it Geronimo.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't that sound more glamorous? Same letters, but that's how you actually say it in Spanish, okay? His real Indian name was Goyatle. He actually had three names. His first name was Goyach, and that was He Who Yawns. And then Goyatle was given to him by Cochise, which at the time was his chief at the time. And as he did his fourth successful raid, he got a name change, and he became, instead of a brave, he became a warrior. And that's when he got his name, Goyakle, and that interprets to the one who is wise or one who is wise.
Mm, amazing. How did you, that passed on through, because I think your mom.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. How did you get all that history? Did your mom share that with you? Or did you have to research that later?
No, I didn't have to research much of anything. It was all given to me firsthand when I was a little kid. My mother got tuberculosis when she was only 13 years old and then was moved to Colorado, to Boulder, in a sanitarium there. My great-grandmother was on the reservation in San Carlos. And then when I came into being, my paternal father was already married and Harry had a child of his own down in San Antonio, Texas, and which left my mother with a kind of in a bad situation. She was not about to give up her child, but she was not in a position to take care of a child since she was a patient in a hospital. And so she got word to my great grandmother, who left the reservation and came to my aid and took me at the time of birth, and was actually my mother until I was 3 years old, because after 3 years later, my mother did finally get arrested from tuberculosis, and she became part of my life at that time.
Oh, good, good. And that's, getting better from that is, that's a miracle right there. After three, you said 3 years, right?
3 years, that is correct. That's 3 years, amazing.
Yeah. So you had a long, and we're talking with Jerry Geronimo Martin. You kind of have a long story of leaving Arizona because you actually came back. Your mom wanted you to come back. She said, get back there.
It was actually not so much my mother as much as my great-grandmother.
Okay.
She was my mother's grandmother, and my mother's mother died of childbirth.
Oh, yeah.
And so that left my mother without a mother, and so she had to rely on her grandmother, which is my great-grandmother, which was down in San Carlos. And so she came to both our rescue, actually.
Mm. And then you came back like 6 years ago to Camp Verde.
Because my grandmother had told me that I needed to get back to my people here in Arizona. I needed with what she believes is my blessings of leadership, that I would need to do anything and everything that I could do for our people. Mm-hmm. Because we're always in constant need. And for me to do that, to return to my lineage and my tribal, and as far as knowing what tribal things were all about, she taught me everything there was, with the exception of language. There, my mother and her used to have a real debate on what I should know or not know. And my mother said English was all that was necessary. And my grandmother said, no, that he should know all of the languages that she knew.
Yeah. Although the discussions between moms and mothers, right? And grandmothers.
Oh, yeah. That was a debate. I was going to tell you.
Well, it is kind of sad because I'd imagine that Native American languages, like many languages around the world, quite frankly, have been less and less people practice them, mm-hmm. and understand them. I would imagine that's been the case. It's sad to see that happening, but then I guess your mom was probably like, hey, I want you to have the best opportunities out there. Was that the thought process?
That was her thought, and what she had done after coming back into the real world after being a patient for all the years that she was a patient. She had no experience. And my grandmother, great-grandmother, I should call her. I call her little grandma so we can know who I'm talking about. Mm. Little grandma says, you're not taking this kid. He's mine until you can prove yourself. And you're going to have to work and get a job. And you're going to have to support him like I supported him. Or you're not going to get custody of him. And at either rate, he's not going to be raised just by one. He's going to be raised by us both.
Yeah. Sounds like a strong, yeah. strong woman there. Looking at this, I was talking about a survey that just came out, and you know, one thing I didn't mention is hard work was lower down as far as priorities. So different times indeed. You were also involved with, was it President Trump who created the National Native American Veterans Memorial? You worked with the administration. What was that completed in 20?
The nice brainstorm of Donald J. Trump.
Okay.
What was so unique about it was that he has tried to do a lot of things for the Native Americans. Each time he's kind of got like the negative spin on news. Okay. For instance, when he tried to talk to and give credit to the Code Talkers, after it hit the news, they had a spin that he said this, which wasn't anything that he said at all. Or and then the next time when he was trying to make harder for people off the reservation, especially the young ladies that were being kidnapped and disappearing, that he was for having stronger law enforcement or outside agencies to come and even help to prevent that from going on these reservations. But then he turned around, and on this particular little pet project of his was given recognition where recognition is due. And that was for all the Native Americans that have always been stepped forward and come up and volunteered, not just been drafted, but have volunteered for over 200 years to go within anyone's battle and fight side by side without any reservations.
Yeah.
And I can tell you why we believe that, why we do that. And a lot of people don't look at it like we look at it. We look at it, we're one nation, the First Nation. This is our land. Mm-hmm. So whatever's your fight is not only your fight, it's our fight too.
And I think that I can't remember the numbers exactly, but the percentage as far as population of Native Americans who serve is off the charts.
Way off the charts. I mean, when you compare it to any state or any one else, or you were to divide it by race or creed, we got everyone hands down. We are there.
So yeah. the National Native American Veterans Memorial, it was completed. My notes show 2020, which I don't think you didn't get to have a big dedication ceremony yet because of COVID.
Here's the fact. Okay. First of all, we got it. He started it in 2019. Mm-hmm. Get it correct. 2019.
When we mention 1900s, we're mentioning our age.
Yeah, I know. Okay, 2019. And then he spoke with the Smithsonian. Smithsonian says, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. We like that idea, but we don't have any room here in this building anymore. We're maxed out. Mm. He says, okay, what would you need to build a memorial like I'm suggesting? They said, well, first of all, we need some land, and we don't have access to any land. So he said, I'll take care of that. So a block and a half away, he got a great big section there, and he said, now, you're needed. This is the Smithsonian's new property. They said, whoa, that's nice. He says, okay, what are we looking at? He said, well, you go ahead and show me what you got for artists and designers, and we'll pick it up and go from there. So they did. Well, now, they were building this thing, and they got all this expense into it, and just Trump wanted it done before 2020, before Veterans Day, so he could dedicate it on Veterans Day of 2020. However, a couple of things happened. First thing that happened was when it was getting close to completion, Smithsonian says, Trump administration, we're running into some difficulty. We ran out of our own money here, and we're just not quite done. Hmm. Trump administration and says, no problem, dude. We want this done. We want it done right. And we wanted it completed in the time that we selected. So what we're going to do is we're going to match you dollar for dollar. And you should have more than enough to complete it. And in fact, you'll have change left over. And we can put that to work, too. And that's where they came up with the pathway from the Smithsonian building to the new memorial. And that's where they picked out some new artists and stuff, and they completed it, and it was done before Election Day. But then the election result was a real shocker, not expected. And then on top of that, we had the COVID. Well, it started out as a CCP virus, and then, of course, later on, you know, it's been changed to Corona and then COVID-19, et cetera. But anyway, that's the material part, but... Yes, it was ready to go, but it got put on hold. It was put on hold all the way until Veterans Day of 2022, which that's when they got me involved in it and doing the synchronization of the dedication there in Washington, D.C. I was doing the dedication at the same time on 11/11 at 11 p.m. in Sedona Heritage Museum.
That's awesome. I wish I had known about that then. I haven't been back to, have you been able to go back to D.C. to see it?
Well, here's a surprise. I didn't put it on there, but I'll give you a surprise here. Radio audience, guess what? I get to go to Washington, D.C. for the first time on the government's dime because they want me to promote the, what they're calling it, Recognition Day.
Okay.
On the 31st here, we have the Yavapai Nation has dubbed the 31st as the Day of Recognition Day. And they've invited all 22 tribes of Arizona to be at Camp Verde on the 31st. And now Washington, D.C. has actually sent a delegate to discuss with me to come to Washington in May, and we can make this great. Not just for us Arizonas, but to get together with all the tribes and make it a national holiday.
Yeah, that is great. Jerry Martin's with us, and I haven't been back there, and I don't know if it's great. It's a great place to see, but you know, D.C. is swamp creature territory, as you know.
Yeah.
But it is great to walk around and see all the memorials. So, and I know right where the Smithsonian is. So, next time I get back there, I'll do it eventually. I was talking last week on the show. It's like there's a few places I ain't going back to, like New Jersey, but I'll get back to D.C. and check that out. And I think everybody should. I should add, this is free. I want people to get out there, and they have to have people. It's lit up 24 hours, I think, and there's guards That's out right. there, and you know, people watching it, people observing it. So I think that's great. All right, Jerry, I hope to get out there as well. We'll see how my week develops and where I land, because we'll see if I'm back in Flag or not. But I definitely will try, and I hope everybody will try as well. Jerry, great talking with you, and we'll talk with you again soon. I appreciate it.
Okay, hopefully we'll see you there. Introduce yourself. I won't be too hard to find. Everyone knows who I am.
All right, love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I hope you'll go down to Verde Valley, to Camp Verde, and go to the and honor our everybody who served in Vietnam and other conflicts as well, quite frankly. Go to the traveling memorial wall down there, Camp Verde. Check that out all weekend long. Another thing, if you're looking for something to do, and I enjoy going out there all the time, and that's Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Indoor shooting range, plus I want you to take advantage of Timberline's many, many training opportunities. Whether you're new to firearms, maybe you're one of the many people who are new to firearms with all the craziness going on in our country, or somewhere in the middle, or seasoned veteran when it comes to firearms use. They've got something for everybody to bring you to that next level in gun safety. They also have the Stop the Bleed course, which I highly recommend. This is a once-a-month course that they do. It's free. It can save your life, one of your family members, a stranger's life. Go take that. I did it with my family. At any rate, call Timberline Firearms and Training. Book one of their training courses right now. See what they've got available. These usually fill up pretty quick, so do it right now at 928-526-7900. Also, go on out there. Go to their shooting range. Check out their great firearms, their accessories. They've got Liberty Safes out there, which is important to have to lock up your valuables nowadays. That's Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical is a family-owned company. Brothers Adam and Ted Gettles have been servicing your HVAC heating, cooling, and plumbing needs in central and northern Arizona for over 30 years. Gettles High Desert Mechanical provides full-service, new construction, custom design, retrofitting, etc. The do-it-all. For service for the Verde Valley, Sedona, and Flagstaff area, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical at 928-567-2200. For service in the Prescott and Tri-City area, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, 928-772-2751. That's 928-772-2751 for Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Here's why. Most insurance companies use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try and route you through their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. When you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading and save you from a costly windshield replacement. Now, if you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointment is necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Always call Diamond Auto Glass first at 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. A lot of you have emailed me this week, and you can email me anytime, talkwithjeff@icloud.com, on the roads out there.
And, you know, ADOT has now posted rough road signs. And I don't know if they're using those stupid ADOT overhead displays or whatever that cost a fortune that are usually inaccurate and then usually tell you dumb things like how long it takes to get to Prescott or Phoenix or something like that, as if all of us don't know how long that actually takes. But an interesting article came out this week in which Phoenix paper, of course, or Phoenix news organization, they're like, oh, the roads around heading into Flagstaff on I-40, I-17, et cetera, are really rough. And there was reports about all the people who have been stranded on the side of the road. And I noticed that all the time driving the freeways throughout northern Arizona, the number of people changing a tire. Looks like the first time they've ever changed a tire, although I'll give them credits. Not easy changing a tire beside the road with cars zipping by and in the mud or whatever. It stinks. I've been there. I've done it. But anyway, all these people are changing their tires because they're hitting the potholes and the tires are getting shredded. And you got to slow down out there because there are so many bad potholes. And this article went on to talk about how some people are waiting 4 hours if they can't change the tire and they need a tow truck, 4 hours, something like that. Sometimes tow trucks are coming from as far as way, let's say you're outside of Kingman or somewhere heading towards Flagstaff, coming as far as way as Las Vegas because it's quicker than waiting for one coming from maybe northern Arizona, because these guys are working overtime to get these cars hauled off because the roads are so bad. So ADOT's responding and saying, oh yeah, this has been such a bad winter. And as you know, it's like the fifth snowiest winter on record here in the Flagstaff area, at least, and flooding and all this crap that's been going on since December. But what I get irritated about is now they're like, it was such a bad winter and look how bad the roads are. They were bad to begin with. They started off bad. And they just got to, when you start off from such a low threshold, it only gets worse. This is the problem in our country. We have neglected and forgotten about our infrastructure. And I mean, this week I spent time talking about the plan that California has for reparations. Yeah. Did you hear about this one? So we've got all this money. We can't fix our roads. And of course, this is a different state and all that, but it's systemically, the problem is systemic, throughout the land as far as these governments that have lost focus on the ball, and they're doing things that they quite frankly can't afford. In California, for example, they're talking about the 1.8 million black residents in the state getting a reparations check, and there's actually a committee set up that's meeting right now, and they had settled on possibly as much as $360,000 per 1.8 million, the 1.8 million black residents in the state. It's total $640 billion. But there's activists, quote unquote, activist groups out there that are saying that's not enough. It should be $5 million each or more, which I did the math on that. I had to turn the iPhone sideways because the numbers are so long, $9 trillion. $9 trillion. California is currently facing a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall after they burned through all their COVID money. They had surpluses for like 2 years because it was all phony. So anyway, you're looking at a state now that's talking about paying people, paying their black residents up to $9 trillion. No, this is absurd. And then you got cities like San Francisco that have a $700 million budget shortfall. They're looking at doing their own reparations program. So anyway, back to we've lost the focus on the ball here in Arizona and other states. I've driven around the country. You all know that many, many times. And the infrastructure's falling apart. Look what's going on with even our railroads and things like that. The bridges, how many bridges, how many dams are in bad shape out there in this country? How many are failing as far as their rating or D-grade? It's so many. And here we have ADOT saying, oh, yeah, the roads are really bad. We had such a bad winter. No, they were crap to begin with. Folks in Flags, they peeled off the top layer of pavement towards the end of summer last year on I-40. And a lot of us were like, wait a second, winter's coming. It's like Game of Thrones here. Winter's coming, and you're going to get caught. Sure enough, they got caught. They didn't even bother striping. And so it's just got those hard lines from them grinding it up. You know what I'm talking about? You can barely drive on that road. It pushes you all over the place. Well, new winter was coming, and they left the roads in utter disaster. Meanwhile, the state of Arizona has record budgets, over $18 billion, grew from $9 billion in just a couple years, and they can't even pave the dang roads.
David commented on this. Jeff, thank you for your talk radio. It is a pleasure listening to you and your family. Now ADOT has not only posted rough road ahead signs, it has also posted a reduce in the speed limit to 65 miles per hour. I know you live down in Camp Verde, so I am sure you are aware of the many potholes hiding those small electric car vehicles or bodies that have been unfounded. I think Jimmy Hoffa might be in one of those holes. Is there anybody in ADOT that can be held responsible for the damage this causes to vehicles such as front end alignment? Yeah, you know the answer to that, David. Nobody's ever responsible. It's your fault if you lose your electric hybrid car or whatever, electric car down in a pothole. If you find Jimmy Hoffa, though, you can probably offset some of those losses. You get to write a nice book or something like that. Yeah, it is really rough. I can't even believe they didn't even stripe the roads, though. You know, that they left that undone for the entire winter when we could barely see it with all the snow on there. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Love to hear from you. That's talkwithjeff at iCloud.com. Hey, Gutter Helmet's been with me now here for going on the third season. And this is a great system that deflects all the junk. Even small electric vehicles can't get in through those, through the Gutter Helmet's, awesome multi-patented reverse curve that deflects all the pine needles and all the debris. So that way you don't have to go up on your roof anymore and clean that all out. Gutter Helmet's installed 50,000 feet in Arizona, over 80 million feet in the United States. They have 40 years of experience. Gutter Helmet offers the best manufacturer's lifetime transferable warranty and on performance and materials. You don't want to clean those gutters again, and I want you to call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now at 928-318-6555. Never clean your gutters again, and mention the Jeff Horvitz Show when you call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now. You save up to 30%. That's 928-318-6555. Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona, 928-318-6555, or go to gutterhelmetnaz.com. All right, that's about it for this week. Hey, I hope you will get out to Camp Verde, to the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall, which runs through Sunday. Please go check that out. Honor our veterans and the 50th anniversary here of all troops being withdrawn and removed from Vietnam. And I hope you'll go out there and honor those veterans who fought in that conflict so long ago and that traveling wall that's out there right now. And I hope you enjoy the weekend, too. Buckle down for next week. We'll be here with you starting at 4:06 on Monday. And you can always keep up with me by going to talkwithjeff.com. We've got the podcast up there, of course, for you. Catch up on all of this week's show. I'll work on next week. I'll eat my Wheaties and be rested up because I think Tuesday is going to be turbulent, to say the least. We'll see what happens with the indictment of Trump, and if it goes up to New York, what they do, the perp walk, the handcuffing. I mean, this is just unprecedented and crazy, crazy stuff. Have a great, safe weekend. Enjoy it. Be back here Monday. Take care. See you soon. I've got some new listings up at flagstaff4lease.com. That's Flagstaff, the number 4lease.com. Let me start off with the office space and then stick around because I do have a house available for rent as well. On the office side, I've got a multi-room office suite available at the Pueblo Plaza in East Flagstaff, right off of Steve's Boulevard. I believe it's got three separate rooms, so great office for $799 per month plus tax. You need something a little smaller. Maybe you run your business out of your home. Maybe you're in the field a lot and you just need a place to meet clients once in a while. I've got a one room office suite again at the Pueblo Plaza for $299 per month. Go ahead and go to flagstaff4lease.com. That's flagstaff4lease.com, and send me a message and I'll get you the information. And then I got a house for rent as well. Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Malls, is a place that I've been going to for a long time. And Rob and Elise Wilson, the owners out there, they come on this program to talk about the Second Amendment, to talk about firearms and much more. Now, this is a great facility just north of Flagstaff with an indoor shooting range. What I also like about them is they have a lot of courses. That's not just for expert level, but they have that as well. But they've got their intermediate handgun training. They've got courses for new gun owners. And I know there's a lot of new gun owners out there, their first shots program. Why don't you go to their website right now and check out the training opportunities coming up. Sign up for one of these courses at timberlinefirearms.us, or you can call them up right now. See what training availability is out there at 928-526-7900. That's 928-526-7900. Timberline Firearms and Training, 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. enjoy their great indoor shooting range. Check out their Liberty Safes, their firearms, their ammunition, all their accessories. Plus, hey, ladies, don't forget, $11 get your range time on Thursdays, and that includes a gun rental. You just got to buy the range ammunition. Stop on by Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall.